chapter was the first chapter called We the Spiders, and it was about an 8-year-old girl, Amira, and her next door neighbor, Nancy. Yeah. And these characters I've had in my mind for quite a while. And so here at West was a perfect chance to actually bring them to life.
Yeah.
And it comes basically from when I arrived in Australia from Lebanon. We had a lot of really wonderful neighbors that looked after us when mum and dad had to go to work.
You're listening to Who Is My Neighbour, a podcast by You Belong Australia. Each episode, you'll join with Sorgul and Warren to meet some of Australia's newest neighbours. You'll hear their stories, listen to their hopes and dreams, and discover the incredible courage and inspiration they bring to our communities and richly diverse Australian culture. You'll also learn from some more established Aussies too, and the joy they've found living and working alongside our refugee and migrant background neighbours.
Hello and welcome back. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Who Is My Neighbour? Today we're speaking with actor and writer and all-round wonderfully creative person, Nisreen Amin. Nisreen's a Lebanese-Australian who is an accomplished, very accomplished writer and actor, but also has skills in qualifications in education and public relations and things like that as well. We chat with Nisreen about her latest film project, Here Out West, and we get a little bit of a story. We're going to find out from her a little bit about where that movie came from, how she felt as she was making it, and the sorts of things that she learned in the process. So I hope you enjoy listening to Nisreen. Hi Nisreen, thank you so much for joining us on Who Is My Neighbour?
Hello, nice to be here.
Can you tell us, Nisreen, at the moment, I know that you're overseas doing some other work, but tell us a little bit about your background and your life story, I guess.
A life story. So I migrated to Australia from Lebanon in 1988 when I was 3.5.
Okay.
And lived in Parramatta, grew up in Parramatta and went to school there, and then absolutely loved drama and writing and all of that. But of course, being from an ethnic family, that sort of career didn't really quite fly. So I went off and became a high school teacher and did a public relations degree and all of that stable, secure stuff, which really now, in hindsight, I think was just the best thing I could have ever have done. And then I slowly started getting back into acting and writing. And Q 2016 or 15 or whatever it was, I've lost track of the time, but I saw a call out for this project from CoCurious. I submitted, and then I was selected as one of the writers, and then here we are.
Well, that's fantastic. Were you always, you said before, you're interested in acting and in the arts. Were you always more interested in the acting or in the writing or in the whole process?
Oh, I want to say both. I think I've always been obsessed with people and characters and their stories.
Yeah.
I've just even at a shopping center, seeing people walk past me, I've always been interested in what's going on in their lives, in their minds, what makes them how and who they are.
Yeah.
So it's always been that. And sometimes I'd find an avenue for that through writing, and other times it would be through actually becoming the characters themselves. So I feel like both of them, hold the same amount of heart space, I think.
Yeah, I can understand that. So as you said before, and I can imagine this to be true, your interest in this particular movie, Here Out West, that we're going to talk about in a moment, reflected something of your own background. Is that right?
Yeah. So my chapter was the first chapter called We the Spiders, and it was about an 8-year-old girl, Amira, and her next door neighbor, Nancy. Yeah. And these characters I've had in my mind for quite a while. And so Here Out West was a perfect chance to actually bring them to life.
Yeah.
And it comes basically from when I arrived in Australia from Lebanon. We had a lot of really wonderful neighbors that looked after us when mum and dad had to go to work. And one of them was an Anglo-Saxon older next door neighbor lady called Auntie Biddy. And then we had Mrs. Rogers who really looked after us. And so that friendship between that old Australia and new Australia was really, really important to me. And there was so much comedy as well in those relationships. And so it's something that I wanted to explore with this. And that's what you see in the first chapter of the film.
Yeah. And I think you captured that really, really well. I'm sure some of our listeners will be rushing out to see the movie. And I highly recommend it. It's fabulous. What I was really impressed by, Nisreen, is the way in that first chapter that you wrote, capturing that possibility of having a meaningful relationship even if you don't speak the other person's language.
Absolutely. I mean, relationships aren't about the words we say, right? They're about actions, they're about the feelings, and you don't need words to communicate that.
Yes.
A really big inspiration for me for the friendship between them. And I don't know if you noticed this, Warren, but Charlotte's Web was a book that I really remember in primary school, because remember, I came from Lebanon, didn't really speak English.
Yeah.
So books to me were so important, and Charlotte's Web was one of them. And So I don't know if you noticed, but there were little images of spiders and of pigs throughout that first chapter. And that was almost as a thank you to, was it E.B. White, the writer of Charlotte's Web? You need to watch it again.
I will absolutely go and look for those little clues. I didn't notice the little pigs. I noticed the very big spider.
I think that the spider was asleep the whole shoot.
Yes, probably.
Apparently, it was only towards the end of the shoot when it was too late that it decided to wake up.
Yeah.
I think it should be fired and never appear in a movie again.
Well, yes. So you get your one shot at fame, don't you? So was the experience of writing this story, which is reflected something of your past experience, what was that like for you personally, emotionally, to be writing that?
What was it like? I think, like I said before, because I'd had these characters sitting there on my laptop for so long, to actually put them toward a project where I knew they'd be able to come to life was an honour. But the actual writing of it, we had deadlines to meet, we had drafts and polishes to make, and so it was just about getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, making sure they had goals and obstacles and all of that, and fixing the dialogue and redrafting and so on and so forth. It just became a very practical exercise, all the while obviously being very excited by them. And like, the characters make me laugh. Like, when I think of Amira and Nancy, and as I'm typing the stuff they say out, it's like they're telling me what to write, and it just brings me so much joy just to hear what they have to say.
Isn't that lovely? Yes. it was a beautiful, beautiful part of the film, which is a really interesting film that brings together different stories of different experiences and weaves them together into one tale. I think what a great way to start the film with this hope and this really positive message that it's don't worry. This is something many of our guests on this program have said previously as well. Don't worry if you don't speak their language perfectly, or even if you don't speak it at all. People are people.
Absolutely. And really, it's very cliche to say, but love knows no language.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what was it like then for you? Again, I'm just trying to gauge what it was like as a writer to then see it in its final production with the actors and the beautiful shots and things. How did that feel?
It's quite a surreal feeling, actually. Like, there was one scene, the pregnant belly scene, where Amira walks out of the elevator and then, you know, she's got all the pregnant bellies around her. Like, I remember drafting that lines. Like, I remember the stage directions and so seeing it unfold, it's just the weirdest feeling. And you're like, how did I get so lucky?
Yeah.
That my words are something that a director took and a set designer took and a sound person took, and that they're working with it. And it's fun. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you think then, if you could sort of add on a message which to kind of reinforce what you were trying to communicate through that, what would the heart of that message be, do you think?
For my particular chapter, you mean?
Yes, for your chapter, yeah.
Yeah, maybe the thing that friendship knows no bounds, that friendship can be found in the oddest of places, and that if we put aside our biases and our prejudices and our preconceived ideas of people and of how they are, that maybe we can learn to be surprised by our neighbours.
Yeah, oh, that's lovely. And I think many of us have that experience, and I think one of the things I really like about a movie like this being produced is that it's showing others who've not yet had that experience what is the reality for a lot of people in Australia. A lot of people know people from different language and cultural backgrounds.
Exactly. And I think when people leave the cinema, I want them to not only themselves feel seen, but I want them to be able to have seen other people and to go, wow, that's what happens behind their closed doors.
Yeah.
And it's not much different to what happens behind mine. These people speak different languages, but God, we all go through the exact same stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just people from refugee backgrounds, right, or even migrant backgrounds. We see a number of Indigenous people who are trying to negotiate their Indigenous heritage and working in a big city, and how does that work? We also see people who have come from a farm and they're now in the big city and they're trying to balance that rural and urban identity. The message that I took particularly from your chapter, but from the whole movie as well, is one about how it's not a deficit. You know, in teaching we talk about the deficit model, that this person is missing this or is missing that or doesn't. It's not a deficit model at all. It's an exploratory. It's a discovery. It's a who is this interesting person next door to me, and you know, how do they do things? And it's a learning experience.
Absolutely. And I was reading a quote today by a guy called Krishnamurti, and he was saying that humility and the ability to say, I don't know, and to have doubt and to ask questions is like one of the most important human skills to have. So just on your point about, you know, getting to know one another, like just by us saying that I don't completely know who you are, but I'm willing to know and to get to know, I think that's such a... such an important skill that I don't think a lot of us have.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing I'm really interested in, Nisreen, is how you've responded to the other chapters, the other stories in this movie, because they're different cultures, they're different experiences and different reactions as well. And, how is it for you to be working with those other writers and those other stories?
So I think I've made like 7 new best friends, because I do not know how the 3 years passed and we didn't get into one argument or one fight. Like, of course, there were writing challenges that we had to wrestle with, but in terms of on a personal note, it was just lovely, lovely. And coming into it, I wasn't really, not that I was never proud of being from Western Sydney, but it was never something that I waved the flag of really, really proudly. But I came in and all 7 of the other writers were so proud to be from where they were from. And it just ignited in me a whole, a new sense of pride. Yeah. And I didn't really know, I thought I knew stuff about Filipino culture or Chilean culture or Bangladeshi culture, but turns out I didn't really know that much.
Yeah.
And so to see their stories and to see what goes on behind, you know, their closed doors in their cultures was great insight. So if I'm having that experience and I was one of the writers on this, I can't even imagine an audience member that's going to watch it when it comes out next week.
Yeah, I'm hoping certainly for me, one of the highlights, there's so many, I don't know where to begin, but one of the highlights was that there wasn't this stereotypical, this is what it's like to be the child of a refugee or a migrant in Australia. Each person had a different context, a different response, and they were working through different things, and it was almost like a celebration of that difference. You know, we talk about diversity, but sometimes we put people in diversity categories into boxes, as opposed to diversity being such a broad range. And here you have different people, different cultures, different struggles and different ways of resolving them. And they're all valid, they're all real. And you know, the movie leaves you with a feeling they're all beautiful people. And I think that's a lovely message, isn't it?
I like that. They're all beautiful people. We are all beautiful people. Yeah. Right.
Exactly right. So tell us a little bit then, Nisreen, where to from here? You've made this fabulous film, which will be releasing shortly.
Yes, where to from here? Who knows, Warren, who knows? I mean, there are so many more characters in my head, on my laptop. I've got a digital, like an online series that I want to potentially develop this year. So there's that. There's more acting that I want to do. I run an acting school in Parramatta with my brother and sister. It's been open for about 3 or 4 years. So just continuing to do that and provide, you know, emerging actors from Western Sydney a chance to act and to write. And then, I'm just open to whatever. I'm just, my heart is so open and just excited. And I don't know what's coming up. And like we were talking about before, to have that sense of the unknown and to really love that and crave that, that's, I feel, where I'm at. And really, I hope I can get home soon because I'm in LA here and I've got, I'm meant to be coming home on Monday.
Yeah.
So that's my first goal, is to get back to Australia.
Best wishes with that. I hope you do get back. I just love, Nisreen, that idea you spoke about earlier about embracing the Western Sydney as your home rather than as a place you want to get out of. Because so often, same up here in Queensland, there's places, so like I want to get out of there and get to, you know, the big smoke or the better side of town or something like that. But to actually recognise that in that area, in that geographic area of Western Sydney, there's a very rich cultural mix that isn't, again, it's a positive thing, and it's something where creativity particularly can blossom and grow. And to hear someone with your achievements to say, I'm headed back to Parramatta, it's very, very encouraging. And I hope others get that message as well. You know, you don't need to run away from where you are. Actually be who you are where you are.
Yeah, and there's that quote, isn't it? Wherever you go, there you are. Like, I'm here in LA, specifically Palm Springs, and it's like I'm here. I'm very far away from home, but I'm still carrying all of my stuff with me, right? Like, you never can escape it. So you just own and accept the place that you are, and then you go from there.
Yes, and be yourself in that place. The opportunities are everywhere, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Nisreen, congratulations on this movie here at West, which is released in cinemas shortly. Your own chapter itself, I love. I think you did a brilliant job, and I look forward to seeing your work in the future. Thank you for joining us today.
Nice to speak to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Who Is My Neighbour? To learn more about the work of You Belong Australia, just head to youbelong.org.au and find out all the ways you can get involved and empower refugees to integrate and thrive. Lastly, would you help support this podcast simply by sharing it with others? You can also write a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or subscribe to us on YouTube. Yes, we are a video podcast as well. Well, thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Who Is My Neighbour?